Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's good, family? Y'all already know it's your boy, Minister Marrow. And I am extremely grateful and excited once again to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network in the year 2020, all right? A new decade, a new year for all the new things God is going to do in all of our lives. And so I'm excited to be on tonight. I'm grateful for the word that God has given me to share with you all. And so we're going to press forward tonight. Y'all already know it's by faith we good. An hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all God's children unto him. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are grateful because it is the 1,102nd episode here on By Faith We Good. On Purpose Kingdom Network, and it is the 20th episode of By Faith Be Good, all right? So it's the 1,102 episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, along with the 20th episode of By Faith Be Good. So we're just grateful, and we say to God be all the glory for all the great things he has done, doing, and will do. In Jesus' name. So there is a word from the Lord tonight. Y'all already know I'm going to start and open up in prayer. And then after we have prayer, we're going to get right into the word of God. And I pray that you have a pen and paper, that you take notes, and so that you can study in your personal time what the Lord is going to provide tonight, so that you can apply it to yourself, to your life by faith in all that you do and everywhere that you go, so that your faith is strong, so that you can be effective, and so that you can reap everything God promised you, and you can succeed in everything God created you to do. All right? And so let's come together in prayer tonight, and we have a great topic tonight, great topic tonight. I actually did a preview. A preview earlier on what I'm going to be speaking on tonight earlier via live stream on all the social media outlets. I had live streamed earlier a preview of what I'm going to be speaking about tonight. So those of you who had tuned in earlier to the live stream and were able to tune in and hear what the Lord had gave me to share with you earlier, and you are on tonight to receive the rest. God bless you. We are grateful to have you here on Purpose Kingdom Network, tuned in, ready to receive the word from the Lord. So with that being said, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father, we thank you because there's nobody like you. We thank you because you have all power. We thank you because you reign supreme. We thank you because you're in control. We thank you, God, because you are amazing. We thank you, God, because you are phenomenal. You are incredible. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given tonight that is going to encourage, inspire, equip, and strengthen your children all over the world. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given tonight that will strengthen the faith of your children so that we can walk by faith and not by sight, so that you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise, so that as we lift up your name, Jesus, all others will be drawn unto you. And so it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Be my teacher. Be my advocate. Be my intercessor. Speak for me and through me. Teach me all things, bring all things back to my remembrance, and show me things to come so that I can share with your children, God, so that you can be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So basically, y'all already know, by faith we good, it's all about faith. It's about being strong in faith you know, staying in faith and having faith to be effective concerning the purpose and the assignment God assigned to us to fulfill. Having strong faith so that we can be victorious every single day of our lives, right? And so tonight's topic, we're going to talk about faith or feeling. Faith or feeling. And I encourage you to choose faith because faith delivers. Earlier, I had shared how it is so important and necessary to have faith, right? It is so important and necessary to have faith. As children of God, everything we do has to be done by faith. The way we live has to be lived by faith. When it comes to the Word of God, in order for God's Word to really be effective in our lives, we have to be in faith and have strong faith so that God's Word can be manifested in our lives. I had shared earlier how, a couple things very quickly, I shared earlier how I use myself as an example. You know, before myself, my faith was very content. Right. And what do I mean by my faith was very content? Because growing up, you know, I believed and you know, was taught that, you know, you get saved, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you go to church and you learn the Word of God and you apply the Word of God to your life and you live according to the Word of God so that you can make it into heaven. So hear me clearly. There's nothing wrong with that. That is absolutely what needs to be done, right? But that is also the basic of where faith comes in at, is that you have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, accepting Christ in your heart, right? Finding a church home that you can be a part of, a Bible preaching, teaching, believing church, that they can help you grow spiritually, that they can love on you, where you can encourage and inspire each other in your relationships and your walks with Christ, right? And so definitely living according to the Word of God, living holy, living righteous, so that we can be accepted into the kingdom of God. We can be accepted into heaven so that, most importantly, we can be ready for the return of Jesus Christ. But also, as I grew older, I realized that there's so much more to having faith, you know, not just, you know, along with accepting Christ and going to church and learning the Word of God and living according to the Word of God, but also, you know, it's so much more to having faith, to really experience the fullness of who God is, to really experience the full manifestation of God's Word, to experience God doing the impossible in your life, and to experience miracles taking place right before your eyes, right? To really be bold and courageous and press forward confidently in who God created you to be and the purpose He assigned you to fulfill. It takes having strong faith. So earlier I presented three questions that you all can write down and really do an assessment to see if you're in faith or if your faith is strong. And so those questions are, number one, what do you believe? What do you believe? Number two, what is your focus, right? And then number three, faith or feeling? So let's break this down. The first two questions, what do you believe, right? What is your focus? Because whatever you believe, whatever your focus is, it's going to show in how you live. It's going to show in how you speak. It's going to show in how you respond to situations. It's going to show in how you treat other people. So whatever you believe and whatever your focus is, it's going to show in your actions. And so we always have to do that assessment to make sure that our focus is correct, that our focus is on Jesus Christ and who He is, that our focus is on the Word of God, that our focus is on what God has called us to do, that our focus is on how God has called us to live, and so that we are setting the right examples and putting forth the right influences so that we can implement change and be effective in the way we live and what God has created and equipped and anointed and called us to do, right? And so it says in the Word of God, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so that's why we have to get God's Word established in our heart and in our core, because what's in you is what's going to come out of you, right? And so if you have jealousy and hatred and malice and envy and negativity in your heart and established within you, then it's going to come out of you concerning your actions and what you say and how you respond and how you treat people, right? And so we have to get rid of those things and replace those things with the Word of God. So that way when situations arise, we can declare the Word of the Lord, right? Because we've studied to show ourselves approved unto God, right? A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, right? We get God's Word established in us so that we can be equipped to press forward and really take ownership of being who God created us to be, right? And so lastly, the last question is faith or feeling. So here's the thing. We go through a lot. We go through a lot. A lot of situations come our way. A lot of situations take place in our lives, right? But the thing about it is God has created and equipped us to handle every situation that come our way. Very, very important that we be in faith, because being in faith is the only way that we're going to be able to handle situations that come our way. I'm not trying to avoid the fact that situations and tough circumstances and difficulties are real, and that we do have situations that come our way and that we have to deal with. So here's the thing. We know that some situations are not always easy to deal with, right? But at the end of the day, God has equipped us to handle the situation. We are not created to compromise or conform to the situation. We are not created just to accept situations or allow ourselves to linger in situations just because they take place. We are created to live above situations, right? Stay humble and be grateful, not being arrogant, but we are created to live victoriously. We are created to live as overcomers. We are created to live triumphant. We are created to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the lender and not the borrowers. We are created to be a chosen generation, right? A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are created to live fearfully and wonderfully made. We are created to live perfected in Christ, because he said in his word in Psalm chapter 138, verse 8, he perfects that which concerneth me, and forsake not the work of his hands, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We are created to be able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We are created to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loves us continually. But guess what? That only takes place if you're in faith. It says in the word of the Lord, I believe it's either in 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 13, where it says, the word of God is at work in those who believe. God's word is only effective in your life when you're in faith, right? Because faith is the formula to the full manifestation of God's word. And so when the Lord gave me the question, faith or feeling, you know, it's so that we can do an assessment and choose faith, because faith produces results. Because if we're in our feelings, watch this, being in your feelings will get you nowhere. Being in your feelings will cause you to be distracted. Being in your feelings will become a setback for you. Being in your feelings can become a hindrance, right? And it can block you from what God is trying to reveal to you. It can block you from where God is trying to lead you. It can block you from receiving what God wants you to receive when you dwell and linger and drown in your feelings and your emotions, right? When you are in your feelings and your emotions, the only thing you get out of it is you have your moment. When you are in your feelings and your emotions, the only thing you get out of it is you have your moment, right? Because we're human and we're in the flesh, and so we're in the natural. We're not of the natural. We're spiritual in the natural. But because we are in the flesh, we have emotions and feelings, right? And so if you are in your feelings, okay, and for example, if you're mad, you're going to be mad for that moment. If you're sad, you're going to be sad for that moment. If you're frustrated and stressed out and depressed, those are the moments that you're going to have. But the Lord sent me on here tonight to let you know that he didn't create you to have those moments. Yes, we have our moments, but we have to understand how to not dwell in our feelings and to walk by faith and not by sight. And so we have to choose faith, making sure that our faith is strong, making sure that we have strong faith in who God is. We have strong faith in the Word of God. We have strong faith, right, in all of the promises of God to be fulfilled in our lives, because all of God's promises are guaranteed. So choose faith tonight, family, all right? So write those three questions down. What do you really believe? What is your focus? And faith or feelings, right? And so you can do an assessment of yourself to see where you are to make sure that you're in faith, all right? So when it comes to having faith, and I have a bunch of scriptures here tonight, the foundational scripture that I'm going to use is a scripture that I quote all the time that's in the Word of God. It is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." The Lord has just given me that all the time, okay? But I do have some other scriptures that you can write down that I will call out for you. All right, so when it comes to having strong faith is having complete trust and confidence in God, right? Having strong faith is having strong belief in who God is and the doctrine of his word, right? Everything we do as children of God has to be done by faith. Everything Jesus did was done by faith. And so because Jesus was and is our example that we should apply and live by, then we also have to do everything by faith. We pray by faith. We get into the Word of God by faith. We expect by faith. We put in the work by faith. We accomplish goals by faith. We succeed by faith. We are victorious by faith, right? And so this is the importance of us being in faith. Having faith is important and necessary. Everything we do has to be done by faith. I've shared with you before that, you know, you can't get saved without having faith. And you can find that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. You know, for by grace we are saved through faith. For by grace we are saved through faith. We need faith in order to accept Christ into our heart and get saved, right? Without faith, we can't please God. It's in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 4 to 6, the key verse being verse 6. It says, "For without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that believe, that come to him, must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." Right? You can't even get God's attention if you're not in faith. You have to have faith in order to please God. It's in his word, right? You can't get what you need from God without having faith. Why? Because faith is the formula for the full manifestation of God's word. And it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, verse 24 being the key verse, says that when you pray, if you believe what you pray for, you've already received it. And so when you pray, you got to have faith to believe that you're going to receive what you pray for. You got to believe that what you are expecting to happen in your life concerning what God has promised according to his will, it's going to happen, right? And guess what? Faith is so important because you can't even live the life God designed for you to live if you're not in faith. You can find that in Romans chapter 1, verse 17. You can't even live life and life more abundantly if you're not in faith, right? It's very important. And then the other thing about being in faith is that the moment you accept Christ into your life, The moment you accept Christ into your heart, the moment you make the decision to accept God's will over your own and to fulfill the purpose that God assigned to you, guess what? The enemy going to try to come at you. The enemy is going to try to throw all types of schemes and tricks and distractions your way because he doesn't want you to receive what God has in store for you. He doesn't want you to get to where God wants you to be. He doesn't want you to flow in the earth the way that God created you to. So he'll try to get in the way of that. But if you're in faith, there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop you. When you're in faith, there's nothing that he can do to hold you back. There's nothing that he can do to block what God wants to do through and for you. Why? Because the enemy is already defeated. Every demon is already defeated. Every witch, every warlock, every scheme, every plot, all sickness, whatever it is, anything that is not like God, depression, stress, frustration, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, all of those things cannot take place in your life when you are in faith in the Word of God and focus. And so that's why we have to make a decision, faith or feeling. Are you going to accept Christ in your life and live according to his word and allow him to be the head of your life and lead you in the right direction? Or are you going to try to live life on your own, your way, and try to always figure things out? Because that's what's going to happen when you try to do things your way. You'll always be in a position to try to figure things out. You'll always be in a position to fend for yourself when the reality of the matter is you don't have to because God is for you. You don't have to be in your feelings because the Lord is for you. He said, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. I believe in 2 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. So everything that comes your way for real, all you got to do is hand it over to God because he's going to fight every battle for you. It is so important that we have faith, family. And so I want to share with you once again, God just keep giving it to me because somebody needs to hear this. So when it comes to having faith, and if you're, and we're not judging anybody, but I'm going to be real, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you're in a position that you don't have faith at all, or if you're in a position where you have faith, but your faith is not as strong, in order to begin to develop your faith, you have to get into the Word of God. Why? Because it says in the Word of God in Romans chapter 10, I'm going to give you what God said in his Word. It says in the Word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It says that, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So in order to begin to grow and strengthen and establish your faith, you have to get into the Word of God. You have to renew your mind in the Word of God. Why? Because renewing your mind is knowing to go to God, because that's the first order of business. Every time a situation comes your way, you know you can go to God, because that's the first order of business. God and his Word should be your go-to every time a situation arises or takes place in your life. It's important to know that in order to grow, strengthen, or establish your faith, it has to be done in the Word of God. Why? Because when you begin, not only because God's Word is our foundation, but also when you begin to get into God's Word and you begin to study and meditate on God's Word and get godly wisdom and spiritual knowledge and understanding and revelation, when you begin to apply God's word to your life, when you get into the word of God, you become familiar with who God is. And when you become familiar with who God is, you become familiar with who he created you to be. And when you become familiar with who he created you to be, you become familiar with the purpose and the assignment he created you to fulfill. You become familiar with how he has equipped you. You become familiar with what he installed and downloaded in you. You become familiar with the life he created you to live and all that he's done for you. And so you get into the word of God so you can begin to strengthen and grow and establish your faith, right, so that you can begin to experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, so that you can begin to be effective in your home in your communities, on your job, everywhere God wants you to be, wherever he created you to flow, whatever the gifts he's given you, God wants you to be effective, but it only takes place by faith. And so we have to do an assessment to say, hey, what is faith? How do we have faith? How do we strengthen our faith? Well, the Lord just gave me to share with you that you strengthen and develop your faith through the word of God. You have faith by believing, fully believing that God is who he says he is, right? He is God. He is in control. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's Jehovah Nisi, our banner. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's Jehovah Shiloh, the God of peace, right? He's a wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, right? He's the bread of life, the anointed one. He's the true vine, the open door, the good shepherd. He's the way, the truth, and the life. It is important that we grow, strengthen, and establish our faith through the word of God and who God is. Why? Because having strong faith in God and in his word is the only way that's going to get us all the way through. Very important, family. It's very important that we have strong faith as we press forward so that we can be effective, so we can implement proper change everywhere we are. Everywhere we go, everywhere God blesses us to go, we are created to be a light in those areas and change what needs to be changed. We got power to change our environment and other environments that we are placed in. And so we have to know who we are and take ownership of that. In order for you to really experience who God is and who he created you to be and all that he's promised you, you have to take ownership. Take ownership of who God is in your life. Take ownership of who he created you to be. Take ownership of what your assignment is. You got to take ownership. Right? And in order for faith to really be effective in your life and to have faith, How do faith become effective in your life? You got to be fully assured without a shadow of a doubt. You got to be fully assured, fully convinced that God is who he says he is, that his word is true, that his promises are guaranteed, that you are who God created you to be, and there's nothing the enemy or anybody can do about it. You cannot be in faith and worry. You cannot be in faith and doubt. You cannot be in faith and be fearful. You cannot be in faith and be stressed out. You cannot be in faith and be depressed. You cannot be in faith and be frustrated. You cannot be in faith with negative thoughts. You cannot be in faith with suicidal thoughts. You cannot be in faith in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging around the wrong people who's implementing the wrong influences. But we got to be in faith. We got to be in faith, right? So being in faith is being fully assured. You believe without a single shadow of a doubt that God is able to do exactly what he promised to do in your life. I want to use this analogy for you that the Lord gave me, and I used it earlier, and I'm gonna share with you all again. So, anytime situations arise in our life, right? Anytime situations arise in our life, when we go to God in prayer, at that moment we're in line to receive what we prayed for. I want to say it again. Anytime we go to God in prayer, at that moment, once we pray, we're in line to receive what we prayed for. We're in line to receive and for God to do what we prayed for. But here's the thing. Because of worry and fear and doubt and stress and frustration, sometimes when we're already in line, we get out of line and go pray again just to get back in line, then you are already in line. I pray that somebody caught that. And that's what we do. And we have to stop doing that. Once you pray, it's already done. And now you can prepare for it. Now you can position yourself to receive what you pray for. I'm not saying that we're only supposed to pray one time and that's it for the rest of the day or for the rest of the week. No, we are always supposed to pray because through prayer, that's how we communicate with God. Through prayer, that's how God communicates with us. Through prayer, that's how we get wisdom and instruction and direction from God and through his word. Through prayer, that's how God reveals visions and gives us instruction on how we need to press forward, right? Through prayer is how we worship God. Through prayer is how we give God praise, right? Through prayer is how we have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. So we all are always supposed to pray. But when it comes to requesting what we need from God, when it comes to us requesting what we want God to handle, when it comes to requesting what we want to take place in our lives, you have to know and understand that once you pray, it's already done. It's already done. God knows the end before the beginning. It's already done, family. And that's why it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, he says that when you pray, Jesus said, have faith in God. He said, when you pray, if you believe what you pray for, you've already received it. And so once you pray and you make your request known, you're in line to receive what you prayed for. Don't get out of line and pray the same prayer that you already prayed just to get back in line when you are already in line to receive what you prayed for. It's very important that our faith has to be strong. Has to be strong. So as we press forward, we have to stay focused and not dwell in our feelings or our emotions. And not allow ourselves to get distracted. Not allow ourselves to always be in position to feel some type of way because of what you may not have or because of how a situation looks. We got to go to the Word of God. God and His Word, once again, has to be our go-to. The Holy Spirit has to be our go-to so that we can get the instructions that we need in order to handle the situation and press forward. All right? Because that's how God created us to function. It's very important that we have strong faith. Very important. Very important. You know, walking by faith is walking and living according to the Word of God. Right? And so when it comes to having faith and when situations arise, you know you can go to the Word of God because it says that we can do all things. In Philippians 4:13, it says we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, right? Situation arises in your life, you know you can go to the Word of God in Romans 8:37, where it says we are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved us. When you're dealing with a struggle, you know you can go to the Word of God because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. You can go to the Word of God. If you feel like you're dealing with insecurities or low self-esteem, you can go to the Word of God because he said in his word that you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are a lender and not a borrower. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. That's what the Lord said in his word. So you can be confident in being great and being who God created you to be. You have to go to the Word of God because that is what is going to sustain us in faith. That's what sustains us. Not only can you go to God and you go to him in prayer and you go get into the Word of God, but also after you get into the Word of God and after you pray, God has also blessed us to have gospel music. And things that he has blessed us to do to keep ourselves inspired and encouraged and focused. So anytime you feel like you're about to get discouraged or feel some type of way because of the way the situation looks or what it looks like you may not have, you can get into the Word of God. You can have your own praise and worship session. You can start praying and declaring the Word of the Lord so that you can sustain your faith. and you can continually be effective, and so that you can prepare and be in position to receive what you need for God to do what he promised to do in your life, so that you can be effective in pressing forward. Very important, family. Faith is so important. And also, when it comes to having faith, you got to be around people who also have faith. You got to be around people who know the importance of having faith. You got to be around people who know the importance of having faith, who do not mind being there for you and encouraging you and inspiring you and helping you to stay focused. You don't need to be around nobody that's intimidated by your success. You don't need to be around nobody that's intimidated by the goals you set. You don't need to be around nobody that's intimidated by what you're trying to accomplish. You don't need to be around nobody who tried to interfere with you being faithful in what God has assigned you to do, the position he's blessed you to function and operate in, the ministry he's blessed you with, the job he's blessed you with, whether if it's administration, whether if it's an education, whether if it's in politics, whether if it's in music, wherever God has created you to flow in this earth, you don't need to be around people who try to get in the way of what God wants to do through you. I'm not promoting negativity. We're supposed to walk in love. That's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to walk in love and to be a light to a dark world, so that they can see Christ in us, so that we can reflect Jesus Christ, so that as we lift up his name, others will be drawn closer to him. But at the same time, we are not created to have to deal with other people's negativity. And if somebody else's negativity or wrongful speaking or personal opinion is getting in the way of what your focus is, then you have to separate yourself. And then once you separate yourself, it's your job to pray for them so that they too can change. But it's your responsibility to maintain your faith, so the enemy will never be able to come against you, so that you will be victorious every single day of your life. Let me share with you all what I shared earlier on the live stream. And I pray this is going to bless you. I want for all of you who are listening tonight, I want you to write this down. And I want you to write this down. I want you to be obedient to the Spirit of God that is within me. I want you to write this down, and I'm going to take my time, because by you writing this down, you're writing the vision. Oh, God. Listen, let me help you tonight as the Holy Spirit helps me. As you write this down, know that you are writing the vision. Right? And so what you're getting ready to write down, this is going to be your reminder, and this is going to help sustain and strengthen your faith as you press forward. So here it is. So every time a situation arises in our life, there's so many different scriptures that God gives us, and I haven't started saying it yet, but I'm going to say it now. There's so many scriptures that we can go to in the Word of God, but there's one scripture that the Lord pointed out to me today. And I want you to start writing down right now. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." Now, I'm going to say this very slow, and I want you to write it down. You're getting ready to write the vision, because this is the way God set it up. So I want you to write this down. As you press forward, all things and every situation will always, every single day of your life and every area of your life for the rest of your life, work for your good, in your favor, on your behalf, in Jesus' name. Why? Because God set it up that way. That's some good news, family. That's some good news. Listen, Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord who are called according to his purpose. If you love the Lord with your whole heart and you know God created you and he called you to do a greater work in this earth, listen, every situation and everything is always going to work for your good on your behalf, in your favor, every single day of your life, in every area of your life, every single day, all the time, every time, every time a situation comes your way, it's always going to work for your good because that's how God set it up. There's never going to be a time where a situation will never work for your good. It will always work for your good, always. And so that's some good news. And I pray that you wrote it down. And so every time a situation comes your way, you know you can pick that paper up because you just wrote the vision. You just wrote part of the vision because I believe God is going to give you so much more to write down when it comes to a vision, a plan, the purpose he assigned to you, how he's going to bless you and use you. Listen, God is going to download so much more into you. So get ready and get in position and prepared to start writing more because the Lord is going to give you more. But guess what? But those of you who just wrote down what I just said, you just wrote the vision. So every time a situation comes your way, you can go to Romans 8:28, and you can say, listen, I love the Lord, and I'm called according to his purpose. So all things are working for my good, on my behalf, in my favor, every single day, in every area of my life, every day of my life, in Jesus' name. That will sustain your faith, I'm telling you. Because you're going to know that it's going to work for your good. You're going to be encouraged to know that it's going, every situation is going to work for your good. And it's our responsibility when we're in faith to declare the word of the Lord. To declare the word of the Lord. Because God's word is true. His word has power. His word gives life. His word heals. His word restores. His word refreshes and replenishes and protects. God's word makes us whole. God's word sustains our mind. And his word strengthens our hearts and our bodies, gives us strength so that we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God's word gives us what we need, gives us wisdom, knowledge, and instruction and understanding, right? Revelation. So when we get into the word of God, we got to apply it through ourselves, through our lives, by faith, so that we can be effective. All right? I want to share with y'all, I have some PowerPoints written down, and I have not gone over not one of them because the Holy Spirit has just literally spoke through me everything that I have said since the beginning of tonight's broadcast. I have not used not one piece of note. But I give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and I pray that you are so encouraged, so inspired to know that God is always with you. He's always going to be with you, and he's always going to have you covered. And so it's important and necessary to know that we have to have faith. We have to be in faith. We have to have strong faith, effective faith, very important. For those of you who listened to the broadcast last year, when the Lord gave me the levels of faith, and there was 15 different levels of faith, and that also was for us to do an assessment to see where we are in faith. But the Lord is speaking tonight and saying that, listen, I want you to have strong faith. I don't want you to be wavering in your faith. I don't want you to have faith that's not rooted in him. That's rough. And that's what the Lord is saying. He don't want you to have faith that is weak, faith that is in humans and man or in the laws or regulations of this world. No, 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 no. God wants you to have faith in him and him alone. Very important. And he wants your faith to be strong so that you can be victorious every single day of your life. God wants you to win every time. Every time he wants you to win, he wants you to win, family. So that's why we got to be in faith. so we can really live life and life more abundantly. We can be effective in what God has called us to do, and so that we can live in a way so that everywhere we go and all that we do, the people that are around us, they too will want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They too will want to would see how effective you are, and they too will want to get to know Christ for themselves so that there will be no lost souls, but that others, as you lift up the name of Jesus, will be drawn closer to him. At this time, I am going to do the call to salvation. I'm going to extend the invitation for those of you who are listening tonight to really initiate the move and make the decision to accept Christ in your life. Listen, family, it is not about just going through the motions. It is not about going through formalities. It is about really getting to know Jesus Christ for yourself and having a personal, intimate relationship with him, allowing him to be the head of your life and to lead you in the right direction, and to use you to advance his kingdom. Listen, everything you need and everything you need that you need to be handled, God is able to do it. And so with that being said, I'm going to give you what God said in his word, one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible. He said in John 3:16-17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That's what he said in his word. He sent the Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. It says in Romans 10:9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." That means if you believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive, if you believe he died for your sins so that you can be forgiven and you can be set free and you can live life and life more abundantly and have life and life more abundantly, and you believe that he rose with all power in his hand, you shall be saved. You will be saved. And lastly, it says in Romans 10:13, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Family, let me encourage you. It does not matter what your past is. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter the mistakes that you've made. It does not matter the people you used to hang around, the places you used to go to. It does not matter where you are today. If you want to accept Christ, and if you call on the name of the Lord by faith, meaning believing in who he is, what he's done for you, and what he's able to do for you, you will be saved, and he'll show up for you. And you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And so if that's you tonight, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, save me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen." Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. You just got saved. And this is the, if you believe it, you believe it. You just got saved. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And doesn't matter the situations, the obstacles, or the challenges, with God, you'll never be disappointed. God bless you. I'm going to ask Pastor Tori to come on and give our announcement, and I'll be right back.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I just bless God for this anointed man of God and for the word that has gone forth this evening. I thank God for "By Faith We Good" and for the ministry and the drive that goes forth, that God uses to go forth through this man of God. You are one who gave your life to Christ this evening. We encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and tribulations of this world. But if you cannot, that's okay. That's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. Again, tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m., we will be broadcasting with the episode of Self-Expressions Sports Edition. We will be broadcasting with Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson, who is the host right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Also, we encourage you to join us for our morning walks in God's Word Monday through Friday on Anchor FM, or you can hit it by any of our social network pages where we just read a chapter of Scripture a day as we start our day. Amen. We thank each and every one of you for listening in. We bless God for each and every one of you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. And again, we say God bless you. Minister Bernard, the ministry is back in your hands. But before I hand it to you, I just want to say I often get asked, who are these texts coming from? We bless God for the morning scripture text. Where are these coming from? Well, the morning scripture text that bless our days every single morning are coming from, and the words of inspiration that goes with them are coming from this man of God right here, Minister Bernard Morrow. And on behalf of everyone, we say thank you. The ministry is back in your hands.
Amen. To God, literally, to God be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I give it all to him. I'm grateful that the morning message, the morning text, is definitely a blessing to you all. And I encourage you to, you know, as you read it, and it is a blessing to you, that you share it, that you give all God all the glory, that you share it with your family and friends as well. And so we just thank God. We thank God for Pastor Toy. We thank God for her faithfulness, for her diligence, for her commitment to Purpose Kingdom Network, what God has assigned and created and called her to do. She's doing a phenomenal job with it. We thank God for all of his messengers, every one of his mouthpieces that is a part of this Purpose Kingdom Network family. I just encourage you to tune in. Anytime throughout the week, you can go online on the Purpose Kingdom Network website and get the schedule for the shows, the broadcast. And at any time, I guarantee you, you will get a word from the Lord that will help you press forward, that will encourage you, that will build your faith, and that will position you to trust in God. All right? And so we just thank God for the great things he's doing on Purpose Kingdom Network. So we're going to press forward. All right? I am going to do a part two of this. Faith delivers. That's tonight's message. Faith delivers. And so what do you choose, faith or feeling? All right? And so we have to choose faith because faith delivers. Having strong faith is what gets us the results. All right? And so we got to make sure that our faith is strong. We got to make sure that we stay in the Word of God. We got to make sure we stay focused. We got to make sure that we press forward as overcomers and be confident in who God created us to be, and knowing that he is always with us and he'll always have us covered. Let me say it to you one more time. Listen, Romans 8:28, all things work together for our good because we love the Lord and we are called according to his purpose. The Lord wanted me to tell you tonight that no matter the situation, no matter the obstacle, no matter what comes your way, all things and every situation and every area of your life will always, every single day, work for your good, on your behalf, in your favor, in Jesus' name. receive it by faith in Jesus' name. What I want to do, I want to take these last few minutes on Purpose Kingdom Network, and I want to pray for you all. I want to also pray for those who may have accepted. As a matter of fact, I want to pray for those too who have accepted Christ into their life tonight. That's right. We speak it. We claim it by faith in Jesus' name. I want to pray for those who have accepted Christ into their life tonight. And so before I pray, once again, connect with all of us on Purpose Kingdom Network. God is doing a great work through Purpose Kingdom. I encourage you also, if you want, you can connect with me. You can connect with me at connectwithministermarrow@gmail.com. Connect with MIN.MARROW@gmail.com. You can send me a prayer request. You can connect with me. We can connect. We can work together and give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise together. All right? You can also find me on social media. So let us pray. And when I come back on Purpose Kingdom Network next month in February, we're going to do a part two of Faith Delivers. So, Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, and for your favor. We thank you for the word that you've given us tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us tonight to let us know it's important that we be in faith. It's important that we have strong faith in who you are. It's important that we have strong faith in your word. It's important, God, that we stay focused on you and your word and who you created us to be, what you were assigned and called us to do. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that you cover all your children tonight under the sound of my voice. We pray for every family. We pray for all the youth. In Jesus' name, that you cover all of your children. Father, we decree and declare and pray by faith that you touch, heal, deliver, strengthen, restore, and make your children whole. In Jesus' name, you're providing every need right now. You're delivering your children. You're making them whole. You're sustaining their minds. You're mending their broken hearts. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you because you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every soul that just accepted you. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that just took place. We thank you for the devil being defeated. We thank you for depression being defeated. We thank you for stress being defeated. We thank you for anxiety being defeated. We thank you for the struggles being over. We thank you, God, for the strength that was just provided. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for covering your children. We pray that you be with those who just accepted you into their lives. And we pray that you be with those, Lord, who've been with you. We pray, Father, that you be with all your children, that you block every plot, every attack of the enemy, that you block every danger seen and unseen, that you block every distraction, every threat. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare, Lord, that you're providing for your children, that we will never again in any area of our lives lack ever again. In Jesus' name, that we will have more than enough. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare doors are opening, ways are being made, new opportunities are being presented, connections are being made. In Jesus' name, we believe you're providing new homes and new jobs. This is a year for new beginnings. So we thank you, God. We love you, we honor you, strengthen all your children, and work everything out as you are, have, and always will for their good. In Jesus' name. Amen. Family, listen, I love y'all so much. Y'all be encouraged. Y'all press forward by faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Know that God is always with you, and he'll always have you covered. No matter what the situation looks like, it's always going to work for your good. I love y'all. God bless you. And y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Till next time, I'm out. God bless you.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.
Yeah.